Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Cambridge-based Claire Massoud is author of the best-selling books such as The Emperor's Children and The Woman Upstairs, books that give life to complex female characters who are independent, imaginative, and even ferocious at times. In her latest novel, The Burning Girl, Massoud turns her attention to the complex tumult that marks the lives of teenage girls. One of them is the perceptive and sensitive Julia. The other, her best friend and secret sister, the bold, unruly Cassie. Their idyllic childhood friendship collapses, but in Massoud's telling, it is this loss of friendship that is their rite of passage into adulthood. And Claire Massoud joins us now in the studio. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna. It's wonderful to be here.
It's such a pleasure to have you back here.
Thank you.
What is it about grappling with the lives and friendships of teenagers that drew you to tell this story now?
Well, there are, of course, several possible answers to that, because all sorts of things come together. And one of them is having children and having a daughter who's now 16 and a son who's now 13. So having in the past several years witnessed those adolescent years all over again, and a process which enabled me, for good or ill, to relive my own adolescent experiences. So that's the answer to why now.
Okay.
But I think it also got me thinking about a lot of stuff, and part of the impulse was this sense that it is that those years in which there's so much change so quickly is the time in which our adult selves are forged.
Mm-hmm.
And we intend now, you know, there are many wonderful YA novels, but there weren't when I was young. We tend now to sort of separate that time off from adulthood as though it was a separate sort of sealed period in
right.
our lives that as grown-ups we don't really need to pay any attention to.
Yeah.
And the fact is, it's when we become who we are. And at 13, we are people. We are people with all the complexities that we have at 40. So that was why I wanted to write this book.
Fascinating. Well, so the book is narrated by Julia, and she tells the story. She recounts her childhood friendship with Cassie. And I was wondering if you could just give us a feeling for Julia's thinking from a passage at the start of the book.
Sure. Would you like me to
read? Yes, please.
Read?
If you could.
Okay. It's a different story depending on where you start. Who's good, who's bad, what it all means. Each of us shapes our stories so they make sense of who we think we are. I can begin when Cassie and I were best friends, or I can begin when we weren't anymore, or I can begin at the dark end and tell it all backward. There's no beginning before, though. Cassie and I met at nursery school, and I can't remember a time when I didn't know her, when I didn't pick her sleek white head out of a crowd and know exactly where she was in a room, and think of her, some ways, as mine.
Hmm. That's Claire Massoud reading from her new novel, The Burning Girl. I'm curious, there are some really fundamental differences between Julia and Cassie, and as is the magic of childhood, those differences don't really matter intensely to them, between the two of them, when they're young, right?
Yep.
And so just tell us about why you decided to make them, their lives and their background, different enough so that they do end up later in life, as they get to their tween years, start drifting apart.
Well, I think it may not be a universal experience,
yeah.
but it's a nearly universal experience. Everybody comes unstuck from a close friend at some point, and I think it's a fairly common time for that to happen in those adolescent years. It is almost as if, as children, we sort of frolic in a hermetic world where we don't have context for things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ask ourselves questions. Whatever we're given, we accept as normal. You know, you think, or if we don't understand, we think one day I'll understand. We don't seek to understand. We just experience. And then in adolescence, suddenly we look up and look around and start seeing things in the context of a wider world. Is my family normal? Is her family normal? They can't both be normal. Somebody's family's not normal, you know, and versions of that happen in the playground, in the community, you know, and between friends, and so there are so many factors.
Mm-hmm.
How, whether somebody develops physically earlier than somebody else, you know, whether somebody is focused on school or not, whether somebody's family is one way or another, all of those things that didn't used to matter suddenly come into play.
You know, just in hearing you say those words, I have strong recollections right now of one key friendship that I had in elementary school and middle school that for whatever reason, she and I just drifted apart after a while. I think possibly everybody has that kind of formative experience. You kind of hinted at it earlier. Did you?
Yes, I feel I had. We moved around a lot when I was a kid, and I feel like I actually had
internationally.
I had it several times over, but there were a few, you know, there were a few moments that still to this day are baffling to me. And one was in I guess was sixth grade. I think a close friend came to school one day and said, "I'm not talking to you." And I said, "Why not?" And she said, "You know why."
And did you?
I never. I mean, eventually, it sort of came through the grapevine. Wendy doesn't like you because you pout. And I never had any more explanation than that. And you know, to this day, all these years later, I don't really know what I did wrong.
Yeah. Oh, fascinating. You know, there's one key difference between Julia and Cassie, which. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but they have different socioeconomic backgrounds. Their family lives are quite different from one another. And I imagine that, especially in this day and age, class differences over time are very hard for young people to ignore.
Certainly, you know, I don't know the statistics on friendships across social classes, but anecdotally and from personal experience and the experience of my kids, I would say that as you enter those years, those things become more marked. I mean, if you think of teenage girls suddenly worrying in a way they hadn't before about clothing or about going to hear music or having certain things, certain technology, you know, boys and technology things. Gosh, I'm speaking of gender specifics, whatever, but you know, cross genders, whatever, all of those things that somehow don't matter so much when you're seven, you know, then if you're somebody who can't afford to go to the beach or you're doing a summer job or you're in a different position, then those things become obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get told if you have, my daughter had fake Uggs. She got called out by some kid at school.
Really?
Like, those are fake.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Are you the kind of author who reads reviews?
Sometimes.
Okay. So, because I was reading a couple of reviews that all the reviewers that we saw universally praised you for your incredible writing skill. But a couple of them picked up on what they saw as perhaps you're too good of a writer to be writing in the voice of a teenager. That it didn't quite seem authentic. It was too sophisticated for a teen.
You know, I mean, I have various responses to that.
Yeah.
One is, it's not a reality TV show. It's a work of literature. It isn't. I really don't believe I'm giving Julia any thoughts or experiences that she wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
I may make her more articulate than she might on average be, but I'm not writing about average teens.
Right.
I'm writing about one teen in the voice of one teen, and I would defy you to tell me that no such teen exists in this
country.
Oh,
we know they do.
Right? I mean, I feel like it's not, you know, to quote the Chekhov line, it's not my job to tell you that horse thieves are bad people. It's my job to tell you what this horse thief is like.
Right.
It's who this teenager is.
Yeah, and I think that the central message of the book, that the loss of a friendship can be a defining moment in shaping who we become as adults, is definitely not lost in the sophistication of Julia's voice in the novel. Well, the new novel is The Burning Girl. It's by the fabulous Claire Massoud. It's been such a pleasure to have you back. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Meghna. It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
Well, that's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.